You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. It's Fantasy Sports Today here on a Friday morning. Craig Mish, along with George Kurtz, who's filling in for Davis Maddock. Davis is on a little soiree vacation. Going to be back with us next Tuesday. Our team previews continue. Fantasy baseball season is here. And George, I know that excites you. We certainly have a lot of NBA to talk about here on the show, but spring training games officially getting underway today, George. And then we'll have the World Baseball Classic. And then... in a little bit over a month, we'll have the regular season of baseball and fantasy baseball. Great to be back with you here on this Friday. What's going on?
Absolutely. You mentioned the Cactus League starts today, right? We have a couple of Cactus League games on tap. Tomorrow really starts the full slate here. And yes, Craig, I'm that guy. I look at the schedule here. Oh, the Yankees on TV tomorrow? You know, can I watch the Yankees? They're not. They're not on TV, live TV on the YES Network until Monday. Although I do wonder if the MLB Network, I'll check that schedule and see if they'll cover one of the Yankee games this weekend. But, Craig, as much as I'm excited about it, you give me a week. The next time you see me on this show, I'll be complaining. Oh, God, when does the regular season start?
Yeah, I'll be headed out there this weekend. Got some travel ball games tomorrow, practice tonight, and then I believe Sunday will be my first spring training game. That's at least what I'm hopeful for. Let's get to our headlines here on the show. We got a lot to get to here. We got, of course, big NASCAR race. I want to talk to Jim Sannis about the Daytona 500 last weekend, too. Gray Albright will join us on the show. We'll talk the Rockies. Always a fun conversation. But the Lakers last night beat the Warriors despite an off night from LeBron James. So another good win for LA. Of course, no Steph Curry for Golden State. Domantas Sabonis, wow, another big night for him. The Kings have had a great season. They blow past the Blazers. Jeff Bezos hires Allen and Company to help consider the Washington Commanders bid. So that's certainly interesting. And the Rams and linebacker Bobby Wagner have agreed to part ways. So Wagner goes from Seattle to the Rams, chasing a Super Bowl. That did not go well. And now he'll be a pretty coveted free agent. I still think George will get a nice contract 1 or 2 years. We also saw a story percolating from The Athletic this morning, George. Very interesting that the reason why Russell Wilson no longer in Seattle and in Denver is he basically wanted that whole thing blown up there. Good thing Seattle didn't do that, I guess, right?
You know, it's kind of embarrassing for Russell, right? I think there is some truth to this story. I don't know if he really wanted them fired, but I think it really had to come down to Russell or Carroll. You know, they had to make that choice. But we were all speculating here. And it looks like they made the right one, right? Russell was a bust a big time bust with Denver last year. Played a little bit better at the end, and yet Carroll takes Geno Smith and they go, you know, they go to the playoffs, you know, or close to it there. So yeah, it looks like you know, Russell keep up snake eyes here on this role here, a little gamble there. I mean, hey, he got paid with Denver. Maybe that's all he cares about. It doesn't matter here. But right. I do think there's probably some smoke to this. Maybe not exactly true here. But I do think I think the Hawks had to make a choice. Carroll, maybe Schneider too, I don't know, or Russell Wilson. And they said, you know what? Denver's going to give us a bounty for you. We'll start over.
Yeah, very convenient now that, you know, that report says that he wanted to work with Sean Payton, the new head coach of Denver. You know, I'm not really buying that. But regardless, we'll see what happens. We'll see, you know, certainly how that plays out as well. Coming up in a few minutes, George, we're going to bring in Gray Albright from Razzball. We're going to preview the Colorado Rockies on our show today. And, George, this is always a fun conversation because you know exactly how it goes with the Rockies. It's attack the hitters and leave the pitchers on the fantasy baseball market. And I know I have my big draft coming up next Sunday in the League of Alternative Baseball Reality. Rockies, you're always paying a premium from, George. I guess the question is, and we'll take a look at it again coming up, but this is not a season where you're going into the year with five or six players in their roster where you kind of know who they are. Seems like a lot of fluidity on their teams here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're all going to love C.J. Cron, right? Because he's going to hit 5,000 home runs. But, you know, I don't know if there's anybody else we're dying to get here. I mean, do we trust Chris Bryant? What's his over-under on games played? 110? 120 at most? Can't trust him there. And okay, Ryan McMahon's a nice player. But third base, I don't know if I want him as my third baseman. Well, maybe a corner infielder. So there's not a lot of players I love here, as you said. I'll talk Daniel Bard. Every closer has value. And he did keep the job well of last year, might do it this year. But other than that, I mean, do I think Herman Marquez would be very good on another team? Sure. Freeland on another team? Sure. But I hate playing that. I mean, if you're in a daily lineup league, Craig, so maybe it makes a little bit of difference. I can avoid him at Coors. But if you're in a weekly lineup league, and that's so many times you have to make that choice. Just one start at Coors, you know, one start away. Sure. Do I want to take that gamble? Probably not.
Yeah, no, and that's the dynamic with it for sure, no doubt, George, and that's kind of where we're headed here. Also, give me a quick update here before we get to the Rockies here on the NHL. I know we've seen a lot of player movement over the last week or so. Anything you think that moved the needle fantasy-wise for the NHL?
Well, the trade that happened yesterday, Dmitry Orlov going from Washington to Boston, wasn't a fantasy trade. That's a hockey trade. Orlov's a good defensive defenseman there. Has some offensive ability, but no one's rushing out to the waiver wire to grab him now. And we're not going to take Orlov in any prop bets on any night there. It's a good NHL trade because something Boston they needed here. We're all waiting for Timo Meier of the San Jose Sharks. That's the fantasy guy that's going to be traded here. Eric Karlsson could be traded, but that contract is brutal to try and move there, but Timo Meier is going to be that guy. Patrick Kane as well here. I think Patrick Kane might still end up on the New York Rangers, believe it or not there. Timo Meier, I think, is also heading to the East Coast, but more Carolina over New Jersey Devils. Kane, if not for the, if he doesn't go to the Rangers, how about the Dallas Stars? I think they could use him. Vegas Golden Knights could use him to replace.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It's Mark Stone as well. Stone will not be back during the regular season.
Yeah. Also, quick update here. Honda Classic. I know we talk about golf every week here on the show. Not the biggest tournament in the world. I'll hit more on that coming up 2 o'clock Eastern on Newswire. But Justin Suh and Carson Young are both 7 under par right now at the Honda Classic at PGA National as they lead. And they are fully underway right now as they approach day 2. All right. We will take a quick time out here on the show. We will talk some Rockies baseball from a fantasy perspective next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. All last fantasy baseball season, we had my buddy Gray Albright on the show talking fantasy baseball, of course, over at Razzball. Gray and I will be going head-to-head against each other next week in a fantasy baseball draft. Gray is back with us for another season. And we needed three analysts on this one here because it's the Colorado Rockies. So let's dive in. It is myself. It is Gray. It is also George Kurtz here previewing the Rockies. Greg, great to have you back here on the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, it's great to have you here. All right, so, Gray, I'll start with you, and then I'll go to George. Colorado Rockies this season, Gray. I know you just tweeted out a few minutes ago we're just going to be talking about one player and one player only, but let's be honest, Rockies always have a lot of fantasy value because, again, trying to predict who's going to get the playing time there, always a challenge, not the easiest thing to do. We think we know who's going to play for the Rockies. Never turns out that way, though.
Yeah, you know, I'm still waiting for Garrett Hampson and Ramiel Tapia to break out for the Rockies. So hopefully someday the people who I predict to break out for the Rockies actually do. I was saying on Twitter that I liked Ezekiel Topher. Sure. So, I mean, he feels like a guy, you know, he's so, I don't know if anyone's really familiar with him, but if you look at him, he's like 160 pounds. And he doesn't look like he's got any power, but he's hit some homers in the minors. So it's actually, I don't know. I mean, he does have speed. He has a little bit of power. It's not exact like the Rockies. Unfortunately, I love Coors, but they don't have a ton of guys that are really jumping off the page for fantasy value. I mean, they really have very little as a way of like big bats. Hopefully Chris Bryant is healthy, and CJ Cron is good. But after that, it gets very slim, again with Ezekiel, but yeah.
Yeah, we've gone through this and, you know, certainly we all know, you know, the Hampsons, as you mentioned, the McMahons, Tapia's in the past for sure. Sam Hillier, they've just run through these different players and they have not worked out and they did not add anyone in the offseason too. So let's take a look at their starting lineup, George, and then I'll go to you to start. Jonathan Daza, whose ADP is basically off the grid here at 661, again, a platooner. Now, Chris Bryant may provide the best, you know, bang for the buck here at 126 because we just simply haven't seen him play a full season. Of course, if he does, he's their best player. Ryan McMahon has dipped from where he was in the past. We know who CJ Krohn is if they hang on to him for the whole season. Charlie Blackman, you know, has moved down quite a bit. Brendan Rodgers, I think we now know who Brendan Rodgers is, won the Gold Glove. But an average hitter. He's been an average hitter. Let's just call it what it is. Sean Bouchard, you know, projected to be a starter for them, but who really knows? Elias Diaz, maybe that's the value there, George, at 364 in terms of the ADP because he's a Rockies catcher. And Gray mentioned Tovar, who they like a lot, but you're paying a price for a player that we haven't seen. So, George, I'll start with you here. How do you see this?
Yeah, you know, it's all with Tovar. I got him in a dynasty league. I'd like to see him become that guy. But I have my doubts about him for a redraft league as for this year is concerned. Chris Bryant's the guy that everyone's going to look at, right? We all love Coors Field. Ball flies out of it. We all know that. Can Bryant stay healthy? Only played, what, 40-something games last year. Played 144 the year before. Was hurt the year before that as well. So it really comes down to what do you believe? How many games can he play? If you could tell me he plays 140 games, he's going to hit 30-plus home runs, probably with a plus batting average and a lot of runs driven in there. So we'll love Chris Bryant. I just don't know if we can trust that. And that's going to be my issue there. I don't know if I trust the health there to want to draft him where people are likely to draft him because he's going to get that Coors Field bonus. So people are going to believe, no matter what league you're in, someone's going to believe, oh, Bryant's going to play this year. He's going to put up 40 home runs and drive in 120 runs and all that. And they're going to take him earlier than what I'll feel comfortable with. So that's my only problem with Bryant. If you could, you know, if you could come down from the heavens and go, yep, he's going to play 140 games, I'm taking him. But I'm not sure. I'm risk averse in my draft because I'm going to take guys who are risky anyway. Why do I want to take somebody that I really have doubts about going in?
Yeah, I agree. All right. So, Greg, real quick on the hitters here. Let's touch on one of the higher ADP guys because we know he has a position. And that's Brendan Rodgers. You know, we expected more, without a doubt. Now, he's a good player. You know, he's a very solid player. Played a full season last year. Won a Gold Glove. Is there more? Is there more in the tank there for Brendan Rodgers, you think, this year? Or is the ADP fair?
Yeah, you know, actually, I've seen Brendan Rodgers has been falling really late in ADP, even later than his. I think his ADP is, like, bare, like, end of a 12 team mixed league, like a last round kind of guy, or like an MI in a 15 team or an NL only. He's going fairly late. Unfortunately, his ceiling looks really low. Like he doesn't have huge power. He doesn't have any real speed. He's good for average, but no one really wants to take an average bet because at the end of the day, average is so fluky, and it's like, well, what do I have? You know, some runs, some RBIs, and a 280 average? Like, it's very boring, unfortunately. I wish I could say more exciting things for Brendan Rodgers, but there's a reason why he's going fairly late. His ceiling is like 15-3-280 maybe, which is like, oh, God, no thanks.
Yeah. No, and listen, he was very high pick in the draft and projected to do a lot more, certainly. A lot of people think that there's still more there. He was involved in a couple of trade discussions, and I wonder, you know, how serious those got. But again, Rockies did not do much, folks. But the good news is that with Tovar, Bouchard, and maybe Daza, who knows, the Rockies could potentially have a diamond in the rough. We don't know. But the way that Bud Black, unfortunately, has managed this team is he finds the best NRI, non-roster invitee veteran, and that guy ends up playing the majority of the season. That's what's happened with the Rockies in the past. All right, so let's touch on the pitching here and see if, forget diamond in the rough, let's see if we can throw a dart and find anyone that's even worth streaming here. Now, Marquez is clearly, you know, has been the most reliable guy amongst unreliability, and it's not even his fault. His ADP is 521, so not being drafted, essentially, in the NFBC. Then you have Kyle Freeland in the 600s. Jose Urania, that's the one free agent they signed this offseason just to eat some innings. Austin Gomber, that was the guy, Gray, that they promised us. Austin Gomber was going to be the guy that was going to shake the Coors, and then Connor Siebold, you know, we want no part of him. So, that's it. I mean, what are we going to say here about the Rockies pitching? Just take none once again this year? Or is Marquez a fifth guy for you or a sixth guy in a league?
You know, actually, with the Rockies in a deep enough league, if people are able to stream. I don't mind most of them in away games. Unfortunately, I wouldn't mess with anyone in cores, especially, I mean, unless you're like an ace, like if, you know, a Garrett Cole is going to cores or something, then fine. But if you're talking about a Marquez or a Gomber, I'm not putting them in my fantasy lineup if they're starting in cores. So if you're able to move guys in and out of your lineup and you can like stream a guy, sure. Then Marquez is fine on the road. But even he has been declining in recent years with his K rate going down. His walks are, you know, always have been sort of bleh at a little bit over 3. So, yeah, I mean, even if Marquez is an away game, it probably has to be a good matchup. So I'm not messing with any of the pitchers unless it's maybe in a road game with a favorable matchup.
Yeah. All right, George, how about for you? 30 seconds to go here on the Rockies.
100% that. No, no. You know, let's say if I'm in a daily lineup league, if I'm in a head-to-head league and on a Sunday I need strikeouts, okay, I got to do what I got to do if I ever start a Rocky at home. But no, no. Listen. If I play in 8-9 leagues, however many pitches that is, what, 90 I'm going to have on rosters, there'll be no Rockies, all right? Now, yeah. No Rocky starters. I might have Bard in the league or two, sure, but no Rocky right. starters. Because guess what? If I start that guy and he gets lit up, guess whose fault that is? Mine, because I knew better. Yeah. I have no one to blame but me. No, thank you.
Yeah. All right, Greg. We'll catch up again next week. Thanks again for coming on the show, and I'll see you next Sunday. Thanks again.
It's good talking to you.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hey, with us, along with George Kurtz, breaking down the Rockies, what a finish last week at the Daytona 500. I got to get into that with Jim Stannis coming up next. We got another race going on in California this weekend. So from Florida to Cali we go. We'll preview it next over on FanDuel. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. What an interesting finish we had last week at the Daytona 500. So before we get to the big race this weekend in NASCAR, we thought we'd bring Jim Sannis in. We'll go over the pricing for this week. But, you know, clearly, Jim, a lot of folks talking about that finish last week. A lot of people had Joey Logano in the race. And then, of course, things went a little sideways at the end. So what was your thought process there at the end? I hate to see the race decided that way. I guess that's somewhere to start with.
It's always a bummer when the race ends under caution. So, like, you know, from that perspective, it is kind of an anticlimactic finish. But from NASCAR's perspective, you get it because there were cars piled up in turn one. And let's say they let this race finish. Well, that means they have cars going around the track at full speed trying to win the Daytona 500. They'll cross the start-finish line and then have not a lot of space to get slowed down before they get to those cars piled up in the grass. An emergency crew's got to get out there to the drivers involved in the crash to make sure they're okay, which they all were, which is good. So it's unfortunate, but I don't think there's like a good tweak because honestly, like they've got to, you know, have safety first, and safety first says throw the caution there, make sure the drivers are all okay. And I think that that's a bigger priority than having a great finish. So it is a bummer. It's anticlimactic. I had Ford to win, not Logano specifically, but Ford to win the race. So I was also kind of bummed that Logano couldn't hold on for two more seconds to win that one. But I get it from NASCAR's perspective. I don't think there's a better solution, unfortunately. Just kind of one of the necessary evils of pack racing is you got to prioritize safety. And I think that they made the right call, despite the fact that it is, like you said, definitely a bummer not to get a legitimate finish in the race.
Yeah, no, I think so. But again, this, you know, this is kind of why safety comes first in these races too. So I certainly understand it. Okay. So now headed back to California. Is this really true? We're going from East Coast back to West Coast again for the race this weekend. Doesn't seem like good planning.
No, it's not. They do plan it better from here on out, which is good because they have Fontana, California this weekend, Vegas next week, and then Phoenix. This is their West Coast swing, but they had the event in California 2 weeks ago, so they're kind of all over the place. But, you know, I guess whatever you got to do to get good weather in theory, but it's supposed to rain this weekend in Fontana too, so that not even that aspect works out.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing for the race in Fontana, California, this weekend. All right, so here are the prices over on FanDuel. Jim is going to help you through this, and I'll follow along. Kyle Larson's priced at $14,000. Chase Elliott, I know that, boy, he's got to be bummed about last week, too. Got off to that good start. He's at $13,500. Denny Hamlin at $13,000. Christopher Bell at $12,500. Ryan Blaney at $12,000. And then Kyle Busch at $11,500. I know a lot of this is strategy and not just the pricing, so let's start with that.
Yeah, from a strategy perspective, it'll all come down to the weather for this weekend, because if it rains a lot on Saturday and they can't qualify, you're going to have guys like Chase Elliott, Tyler Reddick, like really good drivers starting all the way in the back, and that's going to influence things for DFS, because on FanDuel, you get half a point per spot of place differential, so a driver who starts 36th and finishes fifth would outscore a driver who starts 8th and finishes 5th, because they're starting further back, and that does matter. So if we get guys like Chase Elliott, all those guys starting deep in the pack, that's going to make them really good cash game plays for daily fantasy. Now, let's say we do get qualifying in. The key name at the top will be Kyle Larson, because Larson is a guy who excels at the big tracks and excels at tracks with a lot of tire degradation, which Fontana checks both those boxes. So all eyes will be on Kyle Larson this week. He's a betting favorite for a good reason. The question is, can you deviate? And I think you can potentially, depending on what happens with Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin is a guy who last year won Pocono. He was eventually disqualified for a part thing. So, you know, didn't technically win, but he did cross the finish line first. He won there. He had a great car in Michigan. He didn't win that race, but I think he had the best car in the field that day. And he won Charlotte, which had more tire fall off last year than usual. He is a very good racer on this track type. And I think that Hamlin could be a really good pivot if Larson winds up tracking towards being very popular. We saw this race last year be pretty volatile. There were a decent number of crashes with the new next-gen car. We saw things get pretty chaotic. And if we get chaos again, it'll be beneficial to be different without being dumb. And I think that Hamlin is kind of the primary guy who fits that mindset if we do get Larson as being the chalk for this week. So Larson deserves to be the favorite. I want to make that very clear. But if you want to be different without being dumb in a situation where you might not have a lot of info, I think Denny Hamlin is your key guy there at $13,000.
All right. So Hamlin is the guy. Circle that one, screenshot it, put it in your lineup this week on FanDuel. All right. Now let's take a look at the pricing. After the top, let's go to the next sort of tier down. Logano does, I think, go in the top tier, honestly. He's at 11,000 this week over on FanDuel. Martin Truex Jr., that's the next tier, 10,500. William Byron at 10. Ross Chastain at 9,500. Tyler Reddick, an interesting option probably this week at 9. And then Alex Bowman at 8,500. His price has dropped a little bit here, it looks like.
Yeah, it has. And Bowman's a good driver on the tracks, a lot of heavy tire fall off. The problem that he has, he's in a tier with a lot of good drivers. Specifically, you've got Tyler Reddick there at $9,000, and then Ross Chastain at $95 as well. Both these guys on very good teams. Reddick driving for 2311 Racing, so the speed will be there for sure. Chastain last year didn't do a ton in Fontana, but started in the back, had a spin, didn't finish well, but from then on out, on tracks like this, he was very, very good. So I love Chastain. Reddick is, I think, one of the best plays in the entire field relative to salary at 9,000. I think that he's going to be a guy, whether he starts in the back with qualifying rained out or not, I think he'll be a guy you want to turn to both for cash games and for tournaments because he can win this race easily. And if you get a win at $9,000, that's going to move things in a pretty big way for you on FanDuel. You mentioned Logano at 11,000. I agree. He's a bit under salary there. Logano was tremendous in the tracks with heavy tire fall off last year. He had a win in Darlington. He finished, he finished well in Richmond, which is not a big track, but does have a lot of tire fall off there. He's just good on this track type. He ran well in Fontana last year as well. So Logano at 11,000, another guy you can use to be different without being dumb. If you get a guy like Kyle Busch at 11,500, who winds up being very, very popular for this week. So big on Logano, big on Reddick. Looking a bit lower, Erik Jones comes in $8,000, and Jones kind of announced his coming out party last year in Fontana by having a fourth place average running position. He could have won that race legitimately, didn't wind up doing so, but then carried that speed over to Pocono, carried it to Michigan. He won in Darlington, which is another track with a lot of tire fall off. So Jones was his best on tracks that check similar boxes to Fontana. So for $8,000, I think that is a really good bargain. Daniel Suarez, 68, kind of the same thing. It's a light version of Jones where it didn't have the same upside, but did have consistency, did have a little bit of upside in this track type. Finished fourth in Fontana last year. That was kind of fluky based on some chaos towards the end, but I think that he is a standout. So as far as like a standout in each tier, I would go Suarez towards the bottom, Jones and Reddick in the mid tier, Logano in the second tier, and then Denny Hamlin is a pivot off Kyle Larson in the stud tier. So Craig, I think pretty good options scattered all across the board here for this week.
All right, so make sure you get those in this weekend. And again, go to NumberFire, check them all out here. Make sure that you are all set for the weekend over on FanDuel. Jim will help you. Follow him on Twitter at Jim Sanis as well. And the other part of this, and you know, Jim and I are talking about, you know, we're sort of like, you know, co-discussing our segment for next week here. Now, I like, you know, doing the NASCAR segments because, again, then come Sunday when I see it play out, I always like to see, Jim was right about that one. But Formula One is coming up here too. And, you know, and again, in a time of the year that's unique for sports because we're at the, you know, sort of end of the basketball season, end of college basketball regular season, hockey coming to an end too. And so we look for these other things to play in terms of daily fantasy, but no DFS for Formula One is the understanding you gave me, but only betting, right, for moving forward?
Yeah, so actually Formula One betting is really fun because you got a lot of different markets you can bet. You can bet win, you can bet podium, you can bet top six, you can bet finish in the points, which is inside the top 10. You can bet matchups more limited here for sure, but it's honestly a super fun dynamic with Formula One. I think that my betting model last year was pretty trash, so I'm scrapping it entirely, building one entirely from the ground, trying to wrap that up hopefully today. That's the goal, at least, is to have that wrapped up, start back testing today so I can have it ready for next week. But no DFS on FanDuel, at least for Formula One. I would love to talk to some people there if I could to try to, you know, slip them a 20 to see if they'll add it here in the near future. It's a big lift, obviously. I don't think they would care about my $20 trying to bribe them for a lot of extra work on their end. But honestly, I don't know if you've watched the Netflix documentary, Craig, Drive to Survive, but they just put out season 5 today. So there's that, and it's kind of like one of those like fun on-roads. I was watching with my wife, and that's what kind of like made me want to make a betting model for it. So obviously didn't do that well on the first go round with it, trying to make, which is why I'm scrapping it. But it's really fascinating. You got inner team dynamics. You've got different racetracks. You've got like these massive teams you're trying to overcome. And you start of a new year, it's going to be pretty interesting. So next week is the first race, first practice sessions, practice one and two will be on Friday. Qualifying in P3 is on Saturday, race on Sunday. So a full weekend of fun stuff. And it's honestly a lot of fun. So Craig, if you get bored, I know spring training is probably not a time where you get bored, but I would okay. encourage checking out some F1.
Yeah, a couple of those guys came to Miami last year and throughout the first pitch at Lone Depot Park, and that was part of the documentary too. So, yeah, so I'm very familiar with what's going on, and we'll see. I mean, listen, you never know. I can dive into this stuff at any time. Thanks again, Jim, for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. I will not do XFL, that's for sure. And I've made it through a full week here without any XFL on either of my two shows. That was my one goal going into the season. No offense, XFL, I'm just not interested. Jim, thank you again. Enjoy the weekend, and we will catch up again next week.
Yeah, I'm worried I'm going to have to budge and do some XFL betting at some point. I will not be doing it myself, but I might have someone on my show to like talk about it, but I'm not. I'm with you, Craig. I'm not doing it myself. Someone else can do that for me, and I'll be happy to have them on then. But NASCAR, F1, more up my alley for sure.
Me too. On a football break, I am. All right. Thanks, Jim. Again, we'll see you next week. All right, let's take a quick time out here on the show. George is itching to get back talking some NASCAR with us, so we got to bring him back here on the show coming up next, and then we will dive into some fantasy or reality, some NHL, a little college hoops, and hey, a trilogy to get extended in the movie. So we'll talk about that too. Stay on the grid. Smarter to be on sports grid. Craig Mish, George Kurtz. We're back after.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. For those of you this weekend going to be watching all of our programming, we love you. But if you're not, here's a good way to catch our clips. Follow us on Twitter at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV. Smarter to be on Sports Grid. Why? Because a lot of the picks are just given out on the website and also given out on Twitter, on social media. And that's at Sports Grid and Sports Grid TV. For those of you maybe thinking about placing some bets on some college hoops this weekend, big weekend coming up. We've got the tournaments coming up, the conference tournaments coming up very soon, and then the NCAA tournament. So follow us there at SportsGrid, at SportsGrid TV. Rebecca and the social media team ready to fire off a lot of content this weekend. So, George, what's before we get to fantasy reality, what I mean, you always have some fun things going on the weekend. I know you do. Now, I know you just got the call here that you're going to have to put in a little work. I understand that. But beyond that, what's on the Kurtz menu for the weekend?
You know what's on my menu for the weekend? Work. That's all it is, just work. I'm pretty much the weekend guy here. Behind the scenes, nothing on air as far as I know on the weekend. But just listen, what else am I going to do in February anyway? I don't live in Southern Florida here, Craig, okay? I ain't going outside. I think the high tomorrow is like 25 degrees or something like that. So I ain't going outside anyway. Listen, I'm not complaining, mind you. I know I like to complain, but I'm not. We've had none of the white stuff this year. I mean, I've had a couple of dustings. That's it. I have not had to break out a shovel once or get the snow blow even close to even warming up here. Yeah, so I am not complaining. Not. Knock on wood, no snow. I'll take it. Knock on wood. Baseball starts tomorrow. I got games to watch here. All right? I'm really a happy guy right now. I'm looking forward to the game.
The weather's
beautiful.
Yeah, all right. Well, fair enough. Yeah, I think a lot more baseball in my future. I got practice tonight. Game tomorrow, and then I think spring training on Sunday before I return back here next week. Full week for me here on Sports Grid next week, and I have to go to night games only for spring training for me. Gotta put in the hours here next week. All right, it is time for us to kick it in a little fantasy or reality. All right, Boston Bruins making a pretty big trade yesterday. That is the subject as we begin here on Fantasy Reality. A lot of other teams going to have a lot to say about this for sure, but let's focus on the Bruins, George. With the trade they made yesterday, Bruins will win the Stanley Cup here in 2023.
They are certainly the favorites to win the Cup. I mean, this is a hockey team. They can come at you no matter what way you want to do it. You want to go goal scoring? They got passed tonight. Brad Marchand, Bergeron, all playing well here. You want to play defense? They can do that. Charlie McAvoy turned into one of the better defensemen in the league. They picked up Dmitry Orlov from the Capitals yesterday for a host of draft picks there. Goaltending, Ullmark is it's coming into the season. You wouldn't have thought Linus Ullmark. You thought great goaltenders. You were thinking Vasilevsky, Shesterkin, maybe Sorokin here. You would not have thought Linus Ullmark, but he's been a good goaltender this season. My only worry about the Boston Bruins would be two things. One, it's the division from hell. I mean, the way the NHL's insane playoff system works, you're going to have to go through your division first. They'll play the wild card team in the first round, which is actually might also be from that division. Maybe the Buffalo Sabres, the Detroit Red Wings, Islanders, someone like that. They'll have no problem with those two teams. But then they're likely going to have to play either Toronto or Tampa Bay. We all know Tampa Bay's been to three straight Stanley Cup finals here. So that's not going to be an easy road to hoe. Then you might have to go play the Carolina Hurricanes. So it won't be easy for them. But, they're certainly the favorites to coming out of the Eastern Conference here. The other worry is that where's Timo Meier going? If the Carolina Hurricanes get him over Devils, makes them a hell of a lot better now all of a sudden here. So we'll see here. But if I'm going to have to place money on one team to win the Cup, it probably wouldn't be Boston, Craig, only because the Western Conference is really wide open. And if Colorado gets healthy, I think they have an easier road to get there. So I'd probably still go on Colorado to get there. But I do think this is reality. Boston looks like the best team of destiny since day one. They've been playing that well. Give me reality. Boston wins the Stanley Cup this year.
Yeah, you know, this is not my wheelhouse, but I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go fantasy because there's no way I want to agree on all three of these. So I'm going to make sure that I take care of this at the top. All right, so I'm going to look at the odds, and I see Carolina real close. I also see Colorado as a possibility here, but I am gonna take my shot here. I'm gonna throw my Hail Mary, and I'm gonna throw it on the Edmonton Oilers here to win the cup. I'm gonna take Edmonton. Maybe this is the McDavid year. Who knows? Since I don't know many hockey players, he's one of the ones that I do know. Terrible analysis from me. They're asking me to do hockey here on the show. It is a weak point for me, but I am going to throw my hat in the ring here. I am not George. I am not Cam. I am not Gabe Morency, but I am somebody that's going to take the Edmonton Oilers here on the show today. So I got fantasy here. We'll see at the end of the season.
You made a good dart throw. That's a good dart throw, Greg. That's a good dart throw. I like that.
All right. I'll take it. All right, let's move on to some college hoops, of course. What would March be? What would March Madness be without the Duke Blue Devils, North Carolina? I believe they play one more time, probably even in the tournament before it's all said and done. Coach K, since he's been gone, obviously Duke's not going to be the same for sure. No rumblings about him returning. He is hosting a radio show on Sirius XM. I believe if it's once a week, if I'm not mistaken, but he was asked about, who knows, would Coach K come back, unretire, go coach the Blue Devils again? He says that he is very happy, very busy, and is not interested in returning. So let's ask the question, fantasy reality, George, you believe Coach K that he does not miss coaching?
I think this is when we get to read into the question, right? He's coached forever. I mean, I have a hard time believing he doesn't miss it in some way. You know, missing it and not wanting to come back are two different things. You could miss something but not want to do it anymore, right? Because, hey, you don't want to put in the grind, right? You don't want to give up, 6-8 months of your life doing nothing but thinking basketball, plays, defense, offense, and everything that comes along with it. So I think there's two different ways to look at this here. Do I think he misses it in some way? I think you have to. You did it for that long and you're so good at it, right? You were one of the best, if not the best ever. So you can't tell me you don't miss it in some way. Do I think he misses every little thing about it? No, of course not. I'm sure there are things about it he couldn't stand here, and that's why he got away from it. But I think this is fantasy. You know, I think he has to miss this in some way. You tell me if Bill Belichick finally hangs it up from the Patriots, he's not going to miss coaching at all? That once, training camp rolls around, he's like, doesn't have the itch to come back? You're going to tell me Coach K didn't have the itch to come back at some point? Maybe once the tournament starts, he doesn't get that itch to be participating in what might be the best tournament in sports here? So, no, I think this is fantasy. I think he has to miss it in some way.
Yeah, this is a tough one for me to answer because he did sort of overcoach. He stayed a really, really long time at Duke. And pretty much every year was relevant in terms of the NCAA tournament. A couple of lean years there for sure. But in the end, stayed a long time. You know, listen, Jim Boeheim right now is taking some you-know-what for staying a long time at Syracuse. I think the day and age of coaches, by the way, George, staying 30, 20 years in places, I think those days are gone. I think that's, Boeheim may be the unicorn right now in college basketball. Even Calipari's taking some heat this year, too. So I will say, I'll agree with you here. There's got to be something that when March kicks around and, when they're in Chapel Hill and, facing off or at Cameron Indoor Stadium facing off against those two teams, that iconic rivalry, that he's got to be like, man, I wish I was there. I wish I was watching this. Roy Williams even goes to these games. We still see him there. Of course, former North Carolina, Kansas head coach. I will say he misses it a little bit. I will say fantasy. I do not believe him. So, yeah, fair enough for me. All right, finally, a big announcement from Warner Brothers yesterday that there is going to be more Lord of the Rings movies. Now, for those who are unfamiliar, maybe you're just a sports nut, have never read a book. This originally was a book. They made these into a trilogy of three movies. Then they even did a prequel of The Hobbit. Now, just to be clear, I'm not going to give away my knowledge on this, but to be clear, these were extremely well-received. The Lord of the Rings trilogy, extremely well-received, very good reviews, did very well in theaters. Same could be said for The Hobbit. They also have a show, if I'm not mistaken, that streams somewhere. Not positive. I think it's Hulu or Amazon Prime. I hate to get that wrong. But I do believe they have a Lord of the Rings-ish type show as well. Fantasy or reality, George, you have seen let's start with this, the trilogy. The Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring, and then, everything that came after that.
Not only have I seen it, I actually have the three DVD collection there in the back DVD. Room there. Yeah, aging myself here. I know. I got hundreds of DVDs, by the way. But yeah, so I've seen the trilogy, enjoyed it. My wife and I, we watched all three. I certainly remember the last one. I remember just thinking it would not end. It had like four different endings. Like, oh, there's the ending. Can't go yet. I remember that. It just would not end, but it was good. It was entertaining. Long, but I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. I did not read the books. I'm not really a book reader. I'm more of an online reader as far as that's concerned. That's been through my whole life. Only book I really read here is Bulls by Greg Nettles. Maybe Jimmy Johnson about the 90s Cowboys as well there. Sports books I'll read, but not so much fiction or nonfiction there. But yes, I have watched this, and yes, I've enjoyed. No, I did not watch The Hobbit. Not yet. I'll get around to it.
That was good.
And as for the TV show, I can tell you it's not on Hulu. Because I have Hulu, but I don't watch that very much. I'm pretty sure you had it right there with Prime. I think it's on Prime. I watched the first couple of episodes, and I did not like it. And I moved on from that.
I think Davis, or other hosts, I think he watches that, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not positive about that, but I think he may have watched that and liked it. Yeah, so this is a reality. I saw all three movies in the movies. All three, without a doubt. The Hobbit, I think I also saw in the movies. I don't remember if I did or not, but I've seen The Hobbit 2 and really liked The Hobbit also. I really liked that prequel. I thought it was good. It was good also, George. So, look, it's very rare to catch me on a day here where I would say that I would go to the movies to see a film. But I would tell you that I thought these were really well done, and I think that I will go see these too. But, you know, I haven't gone to the movies all that much, George. I got to be honest with you. Lately, hasn't happened.
What's the last movie you saw in the theater?
I don't remember. I think Glass Onion. Glass Onion. Knives Out 2, whatever. That was the one. 100%. That's the last one. And that's not that long ago. That's probably like
three months. Not that long ago. I'm years. I'm probably the last Star Wars. I imagine the last Star Wars for me. They have no new ideas anymore. Or maybe Black Panther.
That movie was good, Glass Onion. Did you see it?
No, I did not. It's hard for my wife and I. I work nights. My wife works nights. We have very few times we get together. We're trying to catch up on TV shows. Like 1883 we're watching now. But in the theater, it's tough to get us together here. But we did go see the original Black Panther. That was, we did. I remember seeing that in the theater. That was very good. We've seen all the Star Wars. Like, I can't wait for those. I'll find out too many spoilers. So we go see those. Sure. Maybe I'll go see Mission Impossible. We do kind of like that. Cruise may be crazy, but he makes great movies.
Yeah. Maverick, I did not see in the movies. I saw that Maverick on good. A plane. I saw that on a plane. I remember watching that.
At least I saw it here, not on a plane.
Yeah, I remember watching it on the plane. I think to the one when I went to the winter meetings. I think that was the movie that I watched. Maybe my red eye movie. I don't even remember. A long time ago. But yes, Glass Onion. At least I can say I've been to the movies in the last 6 months. I'm gonna hang on to that.
You beat me easy. You beat me easy.
Yeah, I did. All right. So George and I are in sync on two out of the three today, and trust George on the hockey, not me. I'm the one that just went contrarian on that to make that happen. All right, we got to take a quick time out here on the show. George is getting ready for his next gig here on Sports Grid Radio. I'm getting ready for lunch, and then I'll be right back with you here at 2 o'clock Eastern for our Friday edition of Newswire. So those of you who never watched the show, maybe give us a try. 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock Eastern. I put a nice jacket on and everything. You may want to catch it. So catch us then. It's coming up. We'll take a brief time out and be back to wrap up the show with the Sports Grid 60. George and I, 60 seconds of commentary before we get out of here on Friday. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Before our week comes to an end, we turn it over to George Kurtz as we wrap up the show with 60 seconds of curmudgeon commentary. No, I'm just kidding. Who knows what George is going to say? Let's find out. Here's the Sports Grid 60.
Oh, you were right, Greg. You were right. A little curmudgeon here, definitely here. You know, during the breaks, I'm on Twitter reading the news here, and I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm going to talk like a fan here. If Aaron Boone wants to know what gets Yankee fans upset, it's all the rah-rah BS he talks about in these interviews here. He had the nerve to say that Josh Donaldson is still a great player, and he's going to be great. Josh Donaldson was horrible last year. Anyway, you look at it, he was horrible last year. Batted .222, only hit 15 home runs, caused so many problems on the field with his mouth. All right, don't lie. I mean, just don't, you know, I understand, hey, you're a manager, you got to be good to your players, you want your players to play for you, but lying straight out to the fans is just garbage. All right, Yankee fans want to string him up last year of how good Kiner Falefa was, right? Oh, he's the next best Ozzie Smith. Great defense. What a great bat. He was horrific. All right, the Yankees have two or three other shortstops on the roster who are better than him, yet they kept playing him every day because Cashman traded for him. But that's what drives Yankee fans crazy. When you're lying to our face here, we're watching. We can see how good or bad the player is.
George delivered here on this Curmudgeon Friday. All right, spring training starts today. What is the biggest story of the weekend in spring training when you watch it on television? It is the pitch clock, folks. 20-second pitch clock in effect starting now. The amount of penalties you're going to see this weekend is coming fast and furious. You're going to see some very bizarre things happen on a baseball field that you've never seen before. So stay tuned to that, as well as some fun baseball in Cactus League and Grapefruit League as well. That will do it, of course, for our week of shows. Thanks to our wonderful producers who have put on great shows for us all week long. Our guest today on the program, Jim Sanis and Gray Albright. Thanks again to Davis, who hosted most of the week. And also thanks to, of course, George Kurtz, who filled in most of the week. I'm Craig Mish. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday. George will be in again as we preview our next team in fantasy baseball. See you then.